This Next Realm podcast is presented by Roback Activewear. From performance polos to the performance hoodies and the performance Q-zips, Roback is the best fit and the best fill. Use code TNR20 at Roback.com for 20% off your first order. That's R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off all polos, hoodies, and Q-zips with the code TNR20. And make sure to check out the Roback print polos. They have you feeling good all year round.
That didn't upset me, but the bitch-ass hoe that told me to calm down, what I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to KidSpot.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
KidSpot. Hey, Mortgage Right wants to remind you when it comes time to buy a home, they put the M in mastery when it comes to purchasing a new home. Let them make home ownership a possibility for you. Landing a mortgage is priority number one when you want to buy a home. Mortgage Right helps you get rid of that hassle. Take the hassle out of it and put the M in mastery with Mortgage Right. MortgageRight.com/TNR. Start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. Dunaway, we start with Travis Lee Carlson. Travis Lee Carlson.
He's great album. His first album had a bullfrog and a toad.
This actually involves a song.
Does it really?
Yeah, okay. That you bring that up. He's charged with first-degree arson after prosecutors say he intentionally set his apartment on fire last Thursday. Court documents say officers were called to the fire just after 4 a.m. in Duluth. I think this is Minnesota. When first responders arrived, they saw flames jumping from the upstairs apartment. Which was occupied by Carlson, according to a criminal complaint. The complaint goes on to say that a tenant reported they were awakened early to Carlson allegedly, quote-unquote, smashing glass and breaking things. After about 20 minutes, he knocked on one of the tenant's doors and said the building was on fire. So that neighbor called 911, reportedly saw Carlson around 3:30 wearing a helmet and smashing his own windows. The neighbor also said they saw Carlson under his truck with gas cans going in and out of the home. The witnesses say they saw what appeared to be fire coming from the upstairs apartment. Investigators say they found a hole drilled in a gas tank of his truck with a drill lying nearby. By the way, that I think is very dangerous, too. I don't think you're supposed to do that. And located lids to gas cans laying on the ground by the vehicle. There were also traces from a burned accelerant, several wires pulled out from the electrical panel, and as if that is not enough, when they arrived, do you know what song he was playing? Very loud for everyone to hear.
We don't need no water. Let the burn.
No, Tyler. That was not the song.
This didn't happen in 1977.
No, it did not. We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Oh, that's an old song,
too. A little
too.
Foreshadowing there. The one song Billy Joel says he doesn't really like.
Yeah. I don't like it either. Billy Joel and I finally agree on something.
We Didn't Start the Fire, unfortunately, I think, for Travis Lee Carlson. The court's going to find he did,
yes,
based on this evidence.
I liked my song better.
Yeah, I mean, it might have gone a little better there. I don't disagree with you. Marion, Illinois is next. A Southern Illinois man has been charged with theft for allegedly stealing a backhoe to drive about 10 miles to an airport to catch a flight. I don't know what the top speed of a backhoe is. I'm going to guess 20 miles per hour.
Yeah, you can make your own parking space, though.
That is true. Security camera footage shows a Carbondale man arriving at Veterans Airport there in Southern Illinois on a backhoe and leaving it in the airport parking lot Thursday. I guess you go short-term parking with a backhoe, or do you go long-term on that one?
We need long-term.
Yeah, valet. Footage captured the man walking across the street from the lot to the airport carrying a guitar case. The owner of the backhoe arrived at the airport a short time later, identified the equipment as his.
You know what song he was playing?
What?
She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The owner said the machine typically used to move large debris had been parked at a job site.
She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, for sure, is the line there. See?
So, I mean, I would imagine Uber is your other option there. Seems to be a little more practical.
Yeah, but you have to talk to somebody. You don't have to talk to anybody in your backhoe.
Do you think you could jump in a backhoe and immediately start driving it? Like, do you think there's a learning curve on driving the old backhoe?
Because I think you drive it with handles like that.
Uh-huh.
And I've got no clue. I mean, if it's not a automatic where it's got something that goes into a P, D, or an R.
Yeah.
And then just an automatic gas pedal steering wheel. Like, if I'm having to pull levers.
Right.
and drive.
You got trouble there. No right? Yeah, it got to be a little bit of a learning curve.
Like, I can't even do... Forrester probably has one of these because he's a grass mowing machine, but one of those grass, the zero turn ones, the big ones, where you stand up and like the professionals use, couldn't do that.
You
either.
Got one of those, Forrester?
No zero turn for me.
You're a push mower guy,
I'm a push mower. Yeah. I'm a Honda.
Scott does it all. He does the old school way, push mows.
Well, Father's Day coming up, if Debbie wants to get you the old zero
would
turn.
Would you use it if you had one of those you stand behind, like the guy that does the yards?
I kind of like my push mower.
Oh, really? Is it just therapeutic for you or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I will tell you that there are times I was, you know, because Maggie and I are at a different stage of our lives now, that we're now in a townhome and not in a home, a big house. And I drove by Sunday before I went to church, my old house.
Oh, boy.
And I was feeling sentimental. So I drove by. It's really near my church. And I drove by. And I could tell that not fantastic yard work had been going on. And the neighbor who has high school boys, he must have had a party the night before. There were two cars basically parked in what was my old yard.
In the yard? In the actual yard? Like, did you go knock on the door?
Both cars had two wheels in. No, I didn't work there. I don't live there anymore.
Well, I know. But you put a lot of effort in that yard.
I went around the circle and drove back and called Maggie, who was already up at Duke. And I said, hey, just drove by the house. Saw the yard, all the stuff I used to have to do in that yard. Saw the neighbors' kids' cars parked in my yard. Don't miss it one bit.
Well, that townhome, huh?
Don't miss it one bit.
So
I'm going to the pool. See ya.
So my grandparents, my maternal grandparents, my mom's parents, lived in Birmingham when I was growing up.
Really?
Yeah, they lived in Birmingham. So we used to come over here all the time, and my granddad had a spectacular yard. Like, he took very good care of it, did all the fertilizing, watered the crap out of it, cut it just right, striped it. I mean, just had the most incredible yard. And not long ago, I had to be near where their house was, and I was like, I'm just going to drive by there and see. I mean, this has been a decade or more now, probably two decades, if that yard still looks good. And you know what? It does, man. Whoever bought that house after him, they picked up the mantle and they ran with it.
Yeah, as long as you maintain it. If they got it going good, it's pretty good. Smuff, that is the same house I messed up with the slip and slide in the front yard. Because we had sort of slanted downhill, so we put a slip and slide out when the kids were young. And it's not like I left it out overnight, but every kid in the neighborhood was sliding down my front yard.
Oh.
And when it was over with, that grass was beat up.
Had a little issue there, huh?
Yeah.
Bobby wants to know, can you drive a stick?
I can drive a stick, yes.
It's been a minute, but I can too. Tom says backhoes drive just like a regular vehicle. You just have to raise the buckets off the ground. That's going to be your problem right there. Got to figure out how to get those buckets up so you can drive it.
That's just it.
That's the levers.
Yeah, every lever does something. But yeah, 100% drive a stick.
Yep. In February of this year, Guardian journalist, that's over across the pond, by the way, Sam Wollaston called YouGov out for the lack of data on how many British men sit down to urinate.
Oh, okay.
The results show that British men are among the least likely to sit for a wee. 33% say they never do it. I would be in that group. I never do it.
So you're of German peeing descent?
Tied with Poland. 24% of British, 27% of Polish men say they do always or most times. I don't know. Here's the graph. Tyler's got a graph. That's why you said German. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So Germans, 40% do it every single time.
So it's
every time.
I'm reading it backwards.
You're reading it backwards.
Yeah.
So only 10% of Germans say, why do so many German men sit down to pee? Your wife is part German.
But she sits down to pee, and I think she's supposed to.
Well, she's a female. I'm just asking. Maybe she knew about German men. So in case you're wondering where the United States ranks, 10% of the United States says they sit down every time they pee. And 31% say they never do it. The most that are standards is Mexico. Only 6% do it every time. 36% never sit down to pee. I like, you know, my favorite part of this graph, Tyler, that you've got up right now is the people that don't know. How do you not know if you ever sit down to pee?
Something in between or just something else entirely.
I mean, there are 6% of Germans that say, do you stand up or sit down to pee? And their answer is, you know, I don't know.
What about this?
What? No, that's standing. You're leaned on the wall.
Standing?
Yep, okay. Absolutely. That's standing, right. Leaned on the wall.
See, this would be more interesting. Who goes no hands? Standing no hands. Sometimes. No hands.
Yeah, sometimes you got to lean to create an angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Generally early in the morning. You got to create your own angles at that point sometimes.
Not as much for me anymore, but this morning about 3:30, I had to create an angle.
What a weird question to ask people, but what a weird response that 40% of Germans stand to pee all the time, and 6% of Germans have no clue if they stand or sit to pee. That's the one that blows me away the most.
No, 40% sit.
Sit every time.
Yeah.
And 6% have no idea if they stand or sit.
Yeah. Now, see, I want my options open.
So you would be here in the United States among the 23% that say sometimes I stand, sometimes I sit.
You know, sometimes I'm too. Go ahead and say it, Jim.
What is it? I'm drunk.
I'm drunk sometimes. Yeah. And I occasionally say, I'm just going to sit this one down. Or sometimes I'm asleep and I just stumble into the bathroom and sit down and do it that way. So. I think that's pretty good graphic for me. Yeah.
Hey, Scott, pull up that photo of your yard there. Do you have that available? Scott just sent us a photo, sent it to me and you, a photo of his yard and his lawnmower. That is good work. Look at the striping job. The stripe show Scott puts on around the tree. Yeah. Uses the tree in the center of his yard as the focal point there and stripes around it.
Is it inside out? You go inside out? Is that how you start?
Yeah, you start at the tree.
Start close and work your way out?
Yeah, I start at the tree and work my way out.
Yeah.
I would say...
you know what I also
is... Those damn cheerleaders, you gotta put one of those mats down. Those cheerleaders near the sidewalk are wearing you out. The playing surface looks good, but the cheerleaders, they wear that spot out on the sidelines because they do all those cheers.
But I tell you what else I like, Scott. I like how you've limbed up your tree right there and you got grass growing right up to the trunk. I like that look.
Me too.
I don't know that you limbed it up, but somebody before you has limbed it.
I did not, but... Yeah. Thank you.
Me too.
You're welcome. I like it.
I don't like the dirt and the root or the mulch around it.
Yeah.
That's a good
I like it when you get grass to grow right up to it. That is a good look on trees to me.
Is this an endorsement? Is that why you have the lawnmower in the picture there? Is Honda kicking you bucks on the side? A little payola we don't know about?
They don't, but if anybody from Honda is listening,
we'll take the advertising and you'll take a new lawnmower, right? Yeah,
you're open to negotiate right here.
That's right.
You fit in nicely at a local TV. One more.
Police are trying to figure out why a man broke into a home in Marion County, Florida. We got Florida man here in trash again. Ocala police say Daniel Dinkins broke into a home. He threw a brick through the window of an Ocala home earlier this month.
Looking for a razor?
Nope. To save a baby sleeping in the room. Now, you would ask, was the baby in danger? Not immediately, no. But you know what Daniel Dinkins told them?
What?
I'm a time traveler. And this baby was going to be in danger if I didn't break into your house and save him. Now, he also admitted to swimming in their pool. I don't know what that had to do with his time travel. Police did not believe his story, oddly. They have charged him with burglary.
Well, 3 or 4 weeks from now, something happens to that baby.
That's right. He tried to warn him.
If I'm his lawyer, I'm going to go back and I'm going to be like,
Your Honor,
I rest my case.
That's right. We were like, all charges dismissed.
That is trash brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, when it comes to home equity, bigger is always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a program that will help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. Go big and go home by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.